Oh, good morning, gentlemen. What a flattering comment to make.
Oh,
however, well, you deserve it.
Well, manifest modesty will preclude me elaborating in detail my contribution. But given the fact that you've nominated me, I'll accept it, okay?
Done.
This year's Lamb ad, and we should call it a Sam ad, I reckon, but this year's Lamb ad, it's hilarious. You're in it for about 3.2 seconds, but that's the best part of the video, I reckon.
Well, the National Lamb rollout, there was all of executed the whole commercial, of course.
Yeah. Totally.
And, okay, maybe 3.2 seconds, but as you know, time is of the essence. And it's not the amount of time you spend on the planet. It's how effective you are when you do actually spend time on it.
Look, I've got to say, you're one of the champions when it comes to lamb for Australian lamb especially. But do you get any say on the ad itself? Like, do you come up with a couple of ideas and say to them, hey, how about we do this, how about we do that?
Well, early doors. No. The creative's all allocated to wiser counsels and smarter minds than mine. Mm. But at the end of the day, you got to understand that it's got to be dovetailed into my way of thinking and my way of presentation.
It needs to be
authentic in as much as what you see is what you get. So it's no good manufacturing something that is not compatible with the person involved.
100%. And yep. I got to say, like, it's very topical, this one. Like, there was a lady there at the end where she says, oh, backpackers, thank God we don't have to pick our own fruit. Like, it's so topical, this one. I love this ad. It's a funny, funny ad. I love it.
Well, all the issues are topical. I meant to say, when you consider what we've been going through over the preceding 2 years, it's not very difficult to come up with a few angles. On a number of fronts, and that was certainly a topical one.
Oh, and then some.
Also, the bit before we went to your section in the commercial was where the gentleman and the lady were in that office, and then he's like, "Now we've just got to try and convince the country," and she's like, "Well, 80% of them." So another topical point. Love it. That's a total stab at the government, right?
Yeah, you got to understand. Look, there's never any malice or intent.
No,
it's always been adopting what I've always regarded our greatest asset, and that is our level of irreverence and satire and tongue in cheek.
It's Aussie to take the piss, right?
Well, it is Australian to take the piss out of things, and people sometimes need to take a deep breath and really understand what our DNA is all about. And be very, very grateful for living on the best country on the planet.
We certainly are.
Yeah.
And more importantly, be grateful for having some of the champions of the world, which are the Australian farmers who, in great adversity, have produced a magnificent product, Australian lamb. And what a great unifier. And you talk about inclusivity and unification. Is there anything more unifying catalyst than a good old-fashioned lamb barbie?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Regardless of colour, cult, or creed, you all get together as one.
Enjoy that chop, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And it eliminates all those social evils that are prevalent, like bigotry and prejudice.
Mm, yeah.
And rejoice being Australian.
What would you put on the barbie? Like, other than the lamb chop, what else would you put on there?
What, vegetables, and tell them all to piss off. What would I put on the barbie? Well, it's pretty evident what I would put on the barbie.
Nah, I was just, what, lamb roast or...
lamb. Oh, well, what would you put? What do you reckon I'd put tofu on? You idiot.
This is our first show back for 2022, and Dave's been shot down already. I love it. Sam Kekovic, you're an absolute gem, mate. It's an annual thing for Dave and I to have you on our first show back for 2022, and it's continued, mate.
I always enjoy you guys up there, and the Witch Sundays. I was up there a couple of weeks ago up at Noosa and further up in the Sunshine Coast. Mm. And I know we are Witch Sundays, Mackay. Got a lot of friends up there, and there are a lot of lamb eaters up there and a lot of lamb producers, and let me tell you, it's a delightful part of the world, particularly when the sun shines.
Mate, it's,
I know
it's doing that
building
today.
Arcs there. You've got downpours of biblical proportions at the moment, but, well, what do you think? Get those roadblocks down. We've knocked the boundaries down. The borders are opened. Australia's rejoicing being one and the same, hopefully. Mm. Once again.
Well, as always, Sam, mate, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Australia Day for you. Early Australia Day for you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
And do me a favour. Can you do me a favour?
We can, yes.
Yep.
Next year when you interview me, give it some thought to the shitty questions you're asking me, all right?
What I was asking is what type of lamb would you put on the barbie other than the chops?
I love it.
Give it some thought. Don't be just flippant, disdainful and dismissive. You have a great day, boys.
You too, mate. I love the fact that he just roasts you. My God, I love that. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Bon Jovi right now here. Triple Air Morning.